for choosing Arch Top Fiber. My name's Phil. How can I help you?
Yes, hi. I was just calling to get some information. I received a flyer in the mail that you guys were offering a special through the weekend, and I just wanted to see where we or where you guys were, if you were in our area yet, if you know, just in some details about the pricing and stuff like that.
I'd be happy to help you with any questions you may have. So what kind of questions do you have? I can definitely answer the ones about our pricing and if we're in our area. What other questions might you have for us?
The one, it said, I did look it up online, and it said, like, if you wanted an extender. I'm not really sure what that is or if I would need that.
So what our Wi-Fi extenders are is, while our routers are quite powerful and they can handle most homes, if you happen to see fall off in certain areas of your home, such as if you have a larger home, we typically do recommend having extenders, because what those extenders do is they boost the Wi-Fi signal our router does output so that it reaches those parts of your homes.
Okay. Is it something we could do, like, not get it in the beginning, and then if we felt that we needed it, get it?
That is a completely 100% accurate assumption. Yes, and that is actually something we do recommend to folks as well, is test the waters with our service at first. If you're finding that in some areas of your home you're not seeing a Wi-Fi signal strong enough for your liking, give us a call back and we'll be happy to get you set up with Wi-Fi extenders so that you have that 100% whole home reliability.
Okay.
Now, as
okay,
far as,
so that was really the question I had on that. And then, so now I guess just the cost and when you're going to be in our area to install and all that kind of stuff.
I can very much help you with those as well. So for our costs, our base price for our 1 gigabit internet service is $79.99. You'll see on the note, on the little flyer, that it says it's $69.99, but you'll see a little caveat underneath that it says with ACH payments and auto and paperless billing. So with auto payments using an ACH or electronic check and paperless billing, we give you a $10 discount on services. So that means that $79.99 price does drop down to $69.99.
Okay.
That price includes all of your taxes, your fees, and the cost of your equipment. So you don't have to worry about a price higher than what we quote you.
Okay.
And as for if we are in your area, what is your home address? And I'd be happy to look that up for you.
It is 21 Cafaldo, C-A-F-A-L-D-O Drive, in Saugerties.
Looking that up right now. Give me one moment. There we are. Looks like we are going to have serviceability in your area October 21st.
Okay.
So we could actually, if it is something you are interested in, we can actually get you signed up for service today. And one of the nice things is, if you aren't required to make a minimum deposit, it does run off of, you know, like you do in anything of this day and age, it does run off of a small credit check. We do a soft credit check, so it doesn't ding your credit score. If you're not required to make any kind of minimum deposit, you don't pay anything until your services are installed.
Okay.
So if you'd like to, we can get you set up today, see if you're required to pay that minimum deposit. If you're not, you're good to go, and you don't have to worry about it. If it's something you'd like to discuss with someone else, that's perfectly understandable, and you can always give us a call back, and we'd be happy to help you at that time.
Okay. So let's suppose we do this, and we get it set up, so then we set a time for when they're going to come to install it, and when do I cancel my other one? Like the day that they're here to install it, or does it take some time to get?
That is correct. So, depending on whether if you don't have like a home landline and you're not porting that in, we have a 5-day waiting period after your serviceability date, because we will give you a call on or about the 21st in order to set up your installation appointment. We can't schedule them out this far ahead. They made a change into our system a couple months ago, which disallowed us to do stuff like that. But we are able to get you set up for service, and we would be giving you a call around the 21st of October to ensure that we can get your service installed in a timely manner. So It's essentially at this point, because it's about a month and a half right now, almost a full month right now ahead of schedule. We consider this a pre-order for service. It's not necessarily saying, it's you saying, yes, I would like to switch over to Archtop Fiber for my internet provider. We're just not quite with the fiber network to your location just yet. Our construction crews take about 8 weeks to get into the neighborhoods that they're working on. But as they go through, we get those areas readily available.
Okay. And you do have phone service?
We do. We have landline services. We do not offer cell phones, but we do have landline services. So if you have a home phone number that you'd like to bring over, we can very much bring that over for you.
And what is the cost for that?
So for our home phone services, that is $24.99 a month. That is a flat fee.
Okay. I think I want to go ahead and pre-order
Okay.
it.
I can very much help you with that
Do
today.
okay. I don't know about the phone. We're kind of back and forth about that, if we want to just get rid of it or not.
A lot
So
of people these days have been going to the, yeah, do I really need a home phone? We have cell phones, they're everywhere. I understand that completely. So if you don't want, we can do is we can set it up without the home phone. And if later on you decide before your installation date that you would like to add home phone, all you need to do is give us a call, and we'd be happy to get that added in for you and get it ready to go so that we can port that number over if you want to port it over, or if you want to receive a new number, we can do that as well.
okay. Okay. And if for whatever, I mean, I want to move forward with it. If for whatever reason I decided I didn't, I could just call you and cancel it.
Yes, sorry about that. I needed a drink of water.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. I mean, I don't think that that's going to be, but all right. So let's go ahead and do that. Let's pre-order it
Alrighty.
and get on the list and be ready to rock and roll.
Awesome. So is this for home or business?
Home.
Fantastic. And were you looking specifically at the 1 gigabit internet service, or we do offer a 2 gigabit, but if you don't have too much use case, such as like you don't have a lot of devices that are going to connect or a lot of people accessing it, 2 gigabits usually isn't a recommendation. If it's just you and one other person, maybe two, and you don't have a lot of devices connected, 1 gigabit should be fine for you.
Yeah, we're going to start with that one,
Fantastic. And
with the
again,
one.
the same thing with the Wi-Fi extenders. If you're finding that you need more speed, you can always give us a call, and we'd be happy to get your service upgraded to that 2 gigabit service. Just so you are aware, if you do decide to upgrade to the 2 gigabit service, the 2 gigabit service is $20 more a month than the 1 gig, just so you are
Okay.
aware.
Okay.
Okay, for now, you said we're going to go with no Wi-Fi extenders because we're just going to give it. We're just going to test the water, see how the service works, and see if you need anything additional. We're not going to go with home phone services at this time because you guys are kind of back and forth whether or not you want it, so we'll skip that over. All right. Now, do you own or rent your property?
We own it.
Fantastic. Do you know how you get your utilities? Are they overhead or underground?
To our house, it's underground, but it's overhead out on the street.
So the reason why we ask that is it's how they feed directly into your home. If they're coming underground directly to your home, then that would be an underground. All right.
Yeah, it goes from the street, it goes underground to our house, but they're up top out there on the street.
Yeah, and that's a lot of cases of how it happens. Now, is your billing address different from your service address?
No.
Fantastic. All right, and just so I have it spelled correctly for my records, how do you spell your first name?
It's Sandra.
S-A-N, Sandra? All right, and how do you spell your last name?
It's B as in boy, OCCHIMUZZO.
Bocimuzo?
Bacamuzo.
Bakemozo. Okay. I look at that as it's too much time spent learning the Asian languages where the CHI is a chi sound.
Yes.
Okay. And what's a good email for you, Sandra?
It's that last name, BOCCHIMUZZO12 at Gmail.
And the phone number you're calling me on, the 845-247-9491, is that a good contact number for you?
Well, that's the home number, so I'll give you my cell phone instead,
All right, what's the cell phone number?
which is 845-443-5641.
Thank you. Now, we do have a couple of options of how we can contact you. We have phone, email, or text. Which one would you prefer?
Text.
All right, so here at our shop, Fiber, we can notify customers via text messaging with important information like installation appointments, updates about your order status, and billing updates. By opting in to receive text messages, you'll be able to confirm your installation appointments via text. Let me assure you, we'll only use this for account-specific updates. We will not send you any kind of advertisements to your cell unless you ask and authorize us to do so. You can choose to opt out at any time through your account portal and receive communication via phone or email. Message and data rates may apply. Is that okay?
Yep, that's fine.
Fantastic. So we're looking at a 1 gigabit home internet connection with service in on October 21st. No Wi-Fi extenders, no home phone services at 21 Cafaldo. Is that
Cafaldo.
Cafaldo Drive in Saugerties. You do get your power underground. You own your property, and your billing address is not different from your service address. Now, as I mentioned before, part of the process is we do need to run that soft credit check to see if you're required to pay that minimum deposit. It's a soft credit check, so you don't have to worry about it in your score. We're just gathering a few bits of information to see who you say you are and see if that minimum deposit is required. You can opt out, but
Okay.
by doing so and bypassing, you'll be required to pay that minimum deposit of $50. All right. Would you like to run that check today?
Sure, that's fine.
All right, fantastic. Let me grab a couple bits of information from this process, and I will make sure we get everything good to go. So give me 1 second.
Okay.
Just gonna copy over the personal information. I'm not gonna be able to remember how to spell that last name, so that's definitely getting copied. And yeah, let's copy over that cell phone number because it's probably going to be the best contact number for this as well. So give me 1 moment. And whenever you're ready, Sandra, go ahead with your social.
055-64-8974.
Thank you very much for that. That's processing right now. Just give it a few moments and it'll be ready to go.
Okay.
And you're fantastic match for us here at Archtop Fiber. You're not going to be required to pay anything today, and you will not be required to pay anything until your services are installed.
Okay, great.
Now, would you like to sign up for that auto pay and paperless billing today?
Yep, that's fine.
All right. And do you want, so we have 2 options. You can do that ACH for that $10 discount, but if that's not something you would like to share, we can take credit or debit, but it'll only give you a $5 discount.
Oh, it needs to come from my checking
Yeah, so if we
to
want to
do the
get
10.
to get the $10, yeah, it has to be all righty. So
I gotta go
when
get my debit card.
you're gonna do
Right?
your for if we're doing a direct from your bank, we actually need routing and account number. So it's like getting a direct deposit. It's a it's an
Okay.
ACH payment, yeah. Take your time. Not everybody has their banking information ready to go immediately.
Really rather have it go to my credit card than my checking account.
Well, we can definitely do that if you'd like, and it would only be a $5 discount, so the price would be $74.99 being put on the card. That way you can pay it off as you want. Would you like to do that instead?
I'd rather do that.
No worries about that. Let me just go back and switch it over to our credit and debit options. All right, whenever you're ready, go ahead with your card number.
It is 5491-300-1-3912-4787.
What is the expiration date?
What does that say? May 2025.
0525. That card's about to expire next year. It's fun. And what is the 3-digit code on the back?
617.
Fantastic. And I take it Sarah Bakamuzo is the name on the card?
It is.
Fantastic. Give me a sec. Let me get that in there. Just making sure that's in there the right way. And what's the zip code for this card?
12477.
Thank you very much. Would you like to make this your primary payment method?
Yeah, that's fine.
Do you want to add a nickname to this card just so in case we need to use it for authorization and, you know, pretty much being able to access your account if we need to, we can use that as another form of verification for you or just a way for you to quickly recognize what card's being used.
I mean, if I don't have to, because I'll probably never remember that anyway.
No worries. So
Do I have to pick something to put on there?
It's optional, so you don't have to worry about that.
Okay.
All right. One moment while that, while we're generating that token. In the meantime, I do have our quote-unquote legalese I do need to tell you. It's our disclosures. So at the time of your initial connection, a technician will determine the best way to connect your service. They may install a drop cable, a cable that connects your home to our fiber network at the street prior to the day of installation. Don't worry, you don't need to be home for that part of the installation. If required, a temporary drop may be laid on the ground and will help to coordinate for that cable to be permanently buried within 10 days of placement. If you do have a current service provider, which you do, you stated you do, we do recommend that you maintain consistent connection until your services have been installed before you cancel with them. The ONT gateway and any equipment provided by Archtop Fiber is property of Archtop Fiber and must be returned within 30 days upon termination of service. At that time, you'll receive a return kit to send everything back to us here at Archtop Fiber. Archtop Fiber reserves the right to charge for any equipment not returned in a proper amount of time and can result in up to $135 charge per unit for not returning the equipment in its required time frame. For any questions you may have regarding our terms of service or billing questions in general, you can visit us on our website at archtopfiber.com. You can also access your billing statements, make changes to your bill or anything else by setting up your online account. You're automatically enrolled in this Archtop Fiber online account by using the email address you provided with me today. Do you agree to be bound by the terms of services? They do change from time to time as posted on our website, including its requirement to resolve most types of disputes through arbitration.
Yes.
Fantastic. And you said you got a mailer? You got one of our little flyers. Awesome. Is there anything of note we should have for our installers that may be on your property, such as buried wire, septic tanks, large wells? As I like to use in my little training classes, large vehicles of unknown origin.
Nope.
All right. Do you have any comments,
not
questions,
that I
or?
Know of.
Well, that's fantastic. No, yeah, I made a joke in one of my training classes because I'm the lead for our entire customer service team that's based out of New York. I made a joke during one of the training sessions. My name was Dimitri, and I had big, large M1 Abrams tank in garage. And everyone just busted out laughing. So do you have any comments, questions, or concerns about our conversation today or anything in general?
I don't think so.
All right.
All set.
All right. We are all set. We got you ready to go. And like I said, we'll be giving you a call here in about a month to start getting you scheduled out for your installation.
Okay. Sounds great. And we have to be home for that?
For the drop, no. So the drop, like I said, is when our technicians bring the cable from the road to your home. You don't have to be home for that part. Just so you're aware, we have a construction company that does the drops for us. So they should be giving you a knock, letting you know, saying, hey, we're on your property. We're doing the drop, just so you're aware. If you are home, if you're not home, don't worry about it. By essentially saying, yes, you've given us consent to come onto your property in order to, you know, do this drop prior to the installation. And during the day of installation, an adult over the age of 18 does need to be home during that time frame.
Okay.
Alrighty. Is there anything else I can help you with today, Sandra?
Nope. I think that's all. I appreciate your help. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're quite welcome. Well, thank you for calling us here at Archtop Fiber and welcome to the family. Like I said, we'll be giving you a call here in about a month to get you installed.
Okay, great. Thank you.
You're quite welcome. Have a wonderful rest of your day, Sandra.
You too. Bye.
Bye-bye.